We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Very religious song by Prince.
I'm not a woman, I'm not a man. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you, I never lie. And if you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by. Cause I would die for you.
Prince is your artist of the day on this festive Friday. We're on the road a week from today at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs.
Jane, I'm going to say something that's going to make you happy.
Lay it on me, girl.
Apple has reached a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to create some original programs for its streaming service.
Oh, good.
You know I love me those Super Soul podcast Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Listen every week. Oprah's my religion.
The hell's Super Soul Sunday?
That's the podcast. What I was telling you about the other day with the inmate who was freed after 30 years.
Oh. I don't know anything about it. Do you just sit around and listen to it all night?
No.
Can I ask you a question?
I listen on the way home in my car.
I'm going to ask you a question. I want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't figure you out.
Yeah.
You have this incredible ability to read 600-page books like The Nightingale and The Paris Architect, which, by the way, thanks a lot for those recommendations. You are able to watch countless TV shows on Hulu, Netflix, HBO, whatever. And then you also have time to listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to do any of those things. Where do you find the time to do this?
I listen to Oprah sometimes on my way in and sometimes on my way home.
Do you read a book on your way in?
Nope. Okay. I read a book after 10 p.m. and before Chris gets home. So between like 10 and midnight is usually when I read.
Okay.
When are you watching all these TV shows? I have not watched any TV lately. I really have not. I have not had the TV on. I have golf on in the background, but I haven't binged anything lately.
I don't know when you have time to do all these things.
Generally, and this is going to be the same for Kelly or any woman listening, when I devour those books in quick succession, boom, 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 it's when I'm traveling. That's what I do when I fly. I don't listen to music. You know, I read.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. You should make time for art in your life, Scott. It would be brighter.
What are you laughing about?
The way she said that. It would be brighter.
It would be. It would be. I'm telling you,
those podcasts,
it's not Oprah. Keep in mind.
I do make time for art in my life. I listen to music all the time.
The podcasts are not about Oprah. The podcasts are about the crazy, interesting people she interviews, like this guy who was just released after 30 years on death row by the name of Anthony Hinton. And I pop that thing in on the way home. I'm in my driveway going, okay, what happened next? Then what happened next? You know, because these are people who've gone through, like, crazy things, and you think to yourself, how could I go through that? How angry would you be if someone kidnapped you, put you in prison for 30 years, tried to kill you on death row multiple times, and you know you didn't do it? I bought the book last night. Cannot wait.
Okay, well, I do appreciate art.
No, you don't.
Yes, I listen to music all the time.
You appreciate music, and I'm not saying music's not art. But you have a very, very, and I'm not saying this is wrong. A lot of people are like this. You have a very narrow definition of art to me.
Yeah, it's anything I can't do.
Okay.
That's I can't write a good book.
Right.
So I think a good book is art. Like, for example, right now, I happen to be working my way right now through the James Comey book. Very well written. And by the way, for all of you who think, oh, it's anti-Trump, I'm like on page 100 right now, and he has not mentioned the president one time yet. He talks about, you know.
Doesn't he go through his childhood?
Well, in chapter one, it's about his childhood and how he was held at gunpoint, and that's how he became or wanted to become a prosecutor.
Hmm.
And then the chapters I've been reading up to this point have all been about going back and forth between jobs in New York and Washington as a federal prosecutor. The president's not even mentioned yet, not one time. So everybody thinks, like, my mom, I asked my mom on vacation, I said, would you like to read this? She's my mother, who is just a total Trumpeteer.
She'll like your new pen.
Oh, she definitely, she's definitely, I might actually give this to her tonight.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
So she can write her checks with this thing.
One of them, and I won't send it to you, Kara, because you're expecting, and just I just wouldn't do this to you. But one of these interviews is with a woman who lost her, I believe, 4 children and her parents in a house fire.
Ugh.
And she survived that. And you think to yourself, I mean, and one of the things Oprah says to her is, how did you even get out of bed? And, you know, she says there were days I didn't. But eventually, she started to slowly try to live life again. And I don't mean weeks later or months later. I think we're talking years later.
And who is this that she
Just a woman who wrote a book about, you know, a lot of it is about overcoming stuff. And so if you think you're having a bad day, you listen to that and you're like, yeah, no, none of us are having a bad day today.
Okay, all right. And it's the Oprah podcast.
Yes, but it's very little Oprah. It's more the people she interviews.
Okay.
You'd love it. I'm telling you, you would.
Scott, you don't make great music either. Okay. That's why I like to listen to music, because I suck at making it.
Is that what you could do if you could pick one thing that you wished you could do?
If I could do anything other than what I do. I would be Robert Cray's drummer.
Okay. Kara, what would you do if you could do?
I would want to ice skate. Like a real professional ice skater.
Like for real.
Yeah. Because that's amazing to me.
It is. How they land backward on the side of one blade.
Can't do that.
Blind. Rodney, what would you do if you could do one thing that you can't do?
Be careful.
No, be honest. What is the one thing you would love to be able to do well? Or professionally?
You might want to ask Tabitha that question.
I'm being serious.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
There's got to be something.
I always wanted to write, like, comedy stuff. Like, write for SNL or something like that.
You?
I wish I could play piano for real.
You have a piano at your house. Why don't you learn how to play it?
It is my piano from when I was 5 years old. I remember the day my parents made the final payment. I cannot play piano, and I wish I could. Like, really good. I actually flirted with taking lessons.
You should do it.
I thought, I'm 44
Roman's been taking lessons
old.
For a while now.
Does he enjoy it?
He does, and I'm amazed he's really good at it.
You don't have a piano, though.
We do. Can he sit down and play anything? Not anything like, you know, Mozart, but can he sit down and sight read and play?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, he's really good at it.
That's amazing.
Next year in school, he's going to do the saxophone, I guess.
Okay. You tell him, keep that up. He'll be a lady killer if he can play piano.
I'm trying, yeah.
When'd you buy a piano?
Right after he started taking lessons.
Oh, okay.
Well, he was taking them for a while on like an electric keyboard, you know what I mean, that we had. And it got to a point where you're not able to do all the things.
Of course, yeah.
And so, we bought one from a music teacher that was getting a new one or whatever. And yeah.
Someone just wrote in, I want to be Johnny Rollins. I would love to fly around Kansas City all day long.
Why not?
Insert joke here about Johnny Rollins.
I wanted to be an actual movie critic. For your job to be watching movies,
but let me ask you this:
telling other people,
is that like working in a chocolate factory where after about 3 weeks you're like, if I never see chocolate again, I would be so glad. Like if you have to watch movies as a job.
No,
does it
eventually take
the joy out of it?
I mean, maybe. The problem is you would have to watch all the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like book club.
So, yeah. There's going to be a lot of movies that I don't care for, but still rather do that than most jobs.
I don't know, man.
Sure beats working for a living.
Like watching all those Avengers movies that are coming out.
I like those movies.
Oh.
Sorry. Kara Markser with the figure
Some of
skating.
Us enjoy more than
comment.
Just Top Gun again and again.
You know why?
Why?
Because
why?
I am very not coordinated. And so watching that, I'm like, it's so graceful and being able to move like that. Yeah, I don't have that. I trip upstairs regularly. So I wouldn't love to be able
That's
to
That's not a good thing when you're pregnant.
Believe me, I know.
When do you do?
November.
Oh, my. Oh, wait a minute.
Next week.
Okay.
Oh,
next week.
Here we go.
What day?
Tuesday.
Are you going to tell us?
Of course I'm going to tell you.
I'm so excited.
I haven't decided how we're going to do it because the silly string was a little messy last time.
Yeah,
it was.
I
had so much fun blowing that stuff all over.
Tell Dana what I told you last week, though, or earlier this week.
What?
That I know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Scott's decided it's a boy.
It is.
Okay.
I can tell.
Do you feel the same?
No.
Ooh.
I've had headaches this time.
I don't know. I don't think you can tell. Oh, let's do that pencil thing again.
We could do
right
that.
Before we do it, let's do that.
She doesn't work here anymore.
Who?
The chick that came up here and did the pencil thing.
We can just do it. How hard is it to dangle a pencil from a string?
You got to get a needle.
I don't know that we need staff involved in that maneuver.
Okay.
Dana right here for Scott and Steve at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Ooh, maybe you're looking for a very last-minute gift for Father's Day. They can do it for you. Watches for the ladies, earrings, diamond earrings, watches, again, for the ladies, bracelets, anything you need, including the biggest engagement and wedding ring you have ever seen in your life. Go in and ask them to show you some of the photos of some of the fine jewelry that they have moved all over the world. The kind of big honking yellow diamonds you only see in those fancy magazines at the salon. Yeah, they've sold those. Scott and Steve, between the two of them over 70 years, have bought and sold hundreds of millions of fine jewelry all over the world. They used to supply the big box stores around Kansas City with their jewelry. They know every trick in the book, and they have taken out the middleman. Because of that, you are going to save. I always say price them first, price them last. Does not matter. Wholesale prices in the diamond industry will not be beat. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
I like this guy. An investigation into Jackson County Executive Frank White's personal financial dealings has been handed over to the Missouri Attorney General's office by Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker. This next chapter in the probe comes as White, the former Kansas City Royals great, has put a large portion of his personal collection of baseball memorabilia up for sale. Including his World Series trophy, a 1980 Golden Glove Award statue, one of the eight he won during his 18-year career. The sale could net tens of thousands of dollars. The World Series trophy alone could bring as much as $15,000, according to an auctioneer. For the former All-Star second baseman who has acknowledged being under financial stress since breaking with the Royals 7 years ago.
Yeah.
His troubles have included unpaid taxes, foreclosure on his lease on a home.
Oh.
Baker has previously acknowledged an ongoing investigation into a transaction involving the mortgage. Josh Hawley's office did confirm they are reviewing the matter. Three times since he assumed the county government top job in 2016, White has seen his house on the verge of being sold at auction on the courthouse steps due to delinquent mortgage payments. White's predecessor is the county executive, Mike Sanders, arranged the meeting in Independence where the alleged bailout occurred the day before the foreclosure sale was to take place. Oh, Frank.
I know what you're going to say. How does that happen? How does that happen?
How does it happen?
Because, number one, professional athletes back in the late 70s and early mid-80s did not make the amount of money that they make today.
No, they didn't.
And number two, I think there is a better system set up for athletes today who come into big money right away, where they will sit down with you and say, okay, this sounds like money that's going to last you and your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren for the rest of their lives.
But his house in Lee Summit's worth less than $300,000.
But again, I go back to, what did that salary look like back when he was playing? And we've seen these guys lose their World Series rings, lose Super Bowl rings, because they hawk them to try to recoup money,
Dana,
to pay the bills.
Dana, he makes $112,000 a year in his baseball pension, okay?
Yeah.
And $145,000 a year from his job with the county. That's $257,000 a year. That's basically the value of his house. He makes $257,000. That's just off of what we know. His pension from Major League Baseball and his job with the county, Frank White is clearing $257,000 a year. That's a pretty good payday.
Yeah.
And somehow you're having financial problems?
Well, how much does he owe the IRS?
How could he owe the IRS anything?
I don't know.
How can you not pay your taxes on that?
This happens to a lot of people, but if you look at professional athletes, this is not a rare cautionary tale.
But you're not expecting my heart to bleed, are you?
No, I just think it's very, very common, especially for the older players who you think are making millions and millions and millions of dollars, when in reality back then the salaries do not match what we're seeing out there today.
And
they didn't have any education about investing or saving, or, you know, this train is going to come to an end. Someday this train is going to come to an end. What is your plan B?
But Dana, that's not an excuse. It's not like Frank White has a $4 million house in Mission Hills like George Brett.
Yeah.
Frank White has a $287,000 house in Lee Summit.
Yeah.
And makes $257,000 a year that we know of. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
A 7-year veteran of the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office was killed today. We'll have more next.
You know, I was in desperate need for a new pair of slacks about a month ago. I made one trip to one store because I knew exactly where to go. Byron on the Plaza. I received the best treatment from people who know fashion and know what they're talking about. Right before I went on my vacation, stopped by Byron again and got a custom-fitted sports jacket. World-class fabrics, a precise custom fit, and an in-house master tailor who can fine-tune your fit when it arrives. At Byron on the Plaza, you'll find sizes and fits for every man. They've got a huge selection of fabrics, ranging from dress shirts to stretch sports shirts. Walk into Byron on the Plaza today. You'll be wearing a new, perfect-fitting suit tomorrow. Park in the Jack Henry Building, 47th and Jefferson. Byron has the best fits for every man. In-house master tailors and a huge variety of luxury clothing available at 20 to 50% off for a limited time. Let Byron help you find your fit today.
4:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. 35-year-old Deputy Patrick Rohr was killed in the line of duty today while transporting prisoners to the courthouse in KCK. He and a female deputy were overpowered and killed, possibly with their own guns, in the parking lot. The female deputy remains in critical condition at the hospital. Her name has not been released. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he's proud of the way FBI Director Christopher Wray handled his statements about the Inspector General's report.
We're not going to be defensive. We're going to confront any problems, and we're going to deal with them one by one in a proper, fair, and appropriate way. And we're going to reaffirm and recommit ourselves to the highest ideals of that great agency, the FBI.
The report found there was no political bias in the Clinton email investigation, but the president today pointing to politically charged communications among FBI employees as proof the FBI was biased and plotting against his election. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, I've been bragging about my girlfriend who is down 50 pounds. I think it's actually 52. Last time I talked to her, I keep shortchanging 50 pounds since she went in to see Dr. Tague at the Center for Nutrition in Leawood. And whether you want to lose 20 pounds like I did, 50 like she did, we had a guy call in yesterday during the Dana and Parks program who lost 100 pounds with Dr. Tague in 9 months. He called in yesterday, and that is just a life-changing amount of weight to lose. Try it. Medically managed weight loss. You will love the program. You'll love the staff, the meal replacements, the vitamins. I look better. I feel better when Dr. Tagg's in my life, and I hope you go and check it out too. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or TaggNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
The heat dome remains overhead, and as they move farther inland, these heat domes really kind of take up shop. And so in the Central Plain states, we're not alone. Most of the middle part of the United States is really getting blasted with this heat and humidity. The winds will die down, although it's been blasting today, and it feels like a furnace out there again tomorrow, too. 76 in the morning, afternoon high of 96, 76 and 95 on Father's Day. Mostly sunny skies both days. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
94 right now at KCI. It's 92 in Belton, 94 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. The Radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere, here on News 98.1 KMBZ.
Honeymoon Suite. Storm clouds in the air. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. And don't forget, a week from today, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. It'd be an honor and a privilege if you would spend your Friday afternoon with us. Wrapping up our conversation about Frank White, the former Royals great, the current Jackson County executive, who is now under investigation by the Missouri Attorney General's office regarding financial dealings. He apparently is putting up a lot of his Royals memorabilia. This is sad because I can't say that I know Frank White. I've met him a handful of times. He's been nothing but a gentleman, super easy guy to get along with. And it's sad when you think about it. Here is one of the Royals' greats. He's up there almost on the same level, almost on the same level as George Brett. He's had his run-ins with the Royals. We all know about that. He wanted to be the manager. They never gave him the chance. The two sides parted ways years ago, and they were just like, you go your way, we're going to go ours. Just go away. Don't come around here no more. And now he's putting up a lot of his baseball memorabilia for auction, including a World Series trophy, his Gold Glove Awards, of which he has eight, and is expected to fetch this auction tens of thousands of dollars. Here's a guy who makes, that we know of, $257,000 a year.
Which sounds like a lot of money.
It,
and
is, it is a lot
and
of money.
Is, but I'm guessing his debt, his current debt, outweighs that income.
Do you feel sorry for him?
I feel sorry that the break with the organization he loved and gave so dearly to ended the way that it did.
Okay, but
he should be a part of that front office.
I understand, but I don't feel sorry for somebody who apparently was used to a certain lifestyle. That lifestyle has faded, and for whatever reason, he either didn't save the money he made. Now, you could argue, Dana, and you would be right, that a Frank White in 1986 does not make what a Major League Baseball player makes in 2018.
Not even close.
And you'd be, Dana, you would be absolutely right. However, George Brett, who is a bigger name than Frank White, but in this town, let's be honest, not by much. I mean, George Brett and Frank White's names almost go hand in hand. These were two guys who were with the Royals through the heyday. Both have their numbers retired. They're the only players that the Royals have ever had that have their numbers retired or out there on the outfield, whatever, okay? Nobody will ever wear those numbers again, not with a straight face. He had to have made millions and millions of dollars while he played with the Royals. George Brett, for the love of God in heaven, lives in a $4 million yes. house in Mission Hills.
As he should.
And George Brett was not making the money that Major League Baseball players are making today. You would agree with that, right?
I would agree with that, but he has also been a part of that team still.
Fair point.
Still.
Fair point.
As the most recognizable face of that organization before, during, and since.
But Frank White could easily, and I think he did have like an endorsement deal with some roofing company here in town. I can't remember what it was. But Frank White is an affable character. Everybody likes Frank White.
Loves him.
Now, with all due respect, and I'm not breaking any news here, you can't say the same to some people about George Brett. Some people love George Brett.
I love him.
Some people can't stand George Brett.
I love him.
Okay?
That's called jealousy.
Okay, that's fine. Frank White, go find me somebody who is not the owner of the Kansas City Royals who has a bad word to say about Frank White. You can't do it. That man is what we call in this business bankable. Frank White could go out and sell you a car.
But again, how many athletes have gone into business or tried this or now I'm going to do this and lost their shirts?
What they need to do is save their money.
Scott, look at Derek Thomas, God rest his soul.
Yeah, I know.
My God, they ended up auctioning off paper plates out of his house.
Dana, they were selling the toilet paper.
I'm aware. I was there. It was sad and bizarre and all. I think most people just wanted to go in and be looky-loos. And I remember thinking all of these people are just sifting through his crap, honestly, for pennies on the dollar.
I covered that as well.
To satisfy an estate that was broke.
It was really sad. You and I were both there. I was a reporter at KMBZ. You were a reporter at Channel 5. We were both there when they did the estate sale at Derek Thomas's house.
I mean, couples were buying their sheets and their, you know. So I guess my point is, and I'm not asking you to feel sorry for any of these athletes. I'm really not. I do have empathy for them because of the way things ended with the Royals in this particular case. But again, I think this is more the norm than not.
There's got to be more of a story here, though, because this is a man who, by all accounts, at least looking...
You know Mike Wallace's son is a pizza delivery boy, and his wife, his widow, is homeless.
Yeah.
She's homeless.
But what I'm saying is, there has to be more to this Frank White story. Because this is a man, based on the price of his home, who did not outlive his means. He bought... excuse me. Frank White, according to this story in The Star, bought himself a house in Lee's Summit for $208,000, it's appraised at $287,000. Who knows what it was when he bought it, but I would imagine it was far less. So here's a man who's clearly living, and I use air quotes here, within his means. He makes $257,000 a year that we know of. And somehow is having financial problems so severe that it has to be turned over to the Missouri Attorney General's office? What does that say? That says somebody broken the law.
No, I think it says he's in over his head. That's what I think
but
it
that's
says.
My
this
point.
Is someone who's in over his head.
That's my point. That's why I think there has to be more to this story. How do you have a house worth $287,000, which you clearly paid less for than okay?
Right.
Because housing prices have gone through the roof. Don't ask me. I don't know because I live in Roland Park. But my $130,000 house is now worth $200,000. He bought a house clearly less than $250,000, but makes more than $250,000 a year. Something fishy is going on with his money. Now, maybe you're right, Dana. Maybe he invested in something that he shouldn't have. Maybe he tried to open a restaurant. But George Brett opened a restaurant on the plaza that failed.
Yeah.
And George Brett isn't under investigation. George Brett isn't selling his $4 million house.
But isn't this also a cautionary tale? If you're going to go into that type of business, you have to surround yourself with people who know what they're doing when it comes to managing that kind of business and that kind of money.
And maybe he never got that lesson.
I would have no idea. I wouldn't have the first clue.
Mark Donovan, who used to be the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who married my next-door neighbor in Lansing. That's what he does now for the NFL.
Yeah.
Mark Donovan, you may have seen him on ESPN or something, he goes around the NFL to teams and teaches players how to invest their money, how to save money, because your career is going, you're not going to be a Frank White. You're not playing for 20 years.
Right.
You're going to play for 3 years. You're going to play for 5 years.
And bank it. Bank it while you can.
That's right. But I don't feel sorry for these people.
Oh, I don't know.
You were handed a golden egg and you pooped on it.
I think it's more complicated than you would like to make it. And I have empathy for anyone in that situation. I really do.
You do.
Now, you start talking about white collar crime or, you know, serious gambling problem, that kind of thing.
Of which we don't know that he has either.
No, I'm saying just in general.
Yeah.
Then it's easier for me to say, okay, come on.
More money, more problems.
Scare money, don't make money, girl. Jinx, show me a Coke. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Don't forget, Festivus Friday comes your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
Hey, Kansas City, Dana Wright here. It is time to spoil Dad, and the clock is ticking. Get to Nebraska Furniture Mart. Have him get exactly what he wants. You will discover great deals right now that your dad's going to brag about. Shop all your dad's favorite brands, all the latest gadgets he'll love, and cool state-of-the-art technology. Tons of perfect gifts all in one place. Something for every dad. Big screen TVs, home theater systems, grills, lawn equipment, home security products, fitness equipment, massage chairs, countertop appliances, and more. The Mart has a gigantic warehouse, so chances are your new purchase will be ready for easy pickup or fast delivery. Let the Mart's friendly sales professionals help you find the gift that is perfect for your dad. Or grab a Mart card and let him get exactly what he wants. Plus, there's financing to help stretch your budget. Make it easy this Father's Day and get to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
You guys are actually a punk band, the Tunes, but they sold their soul for one big hit. We are continuing to follow developments out of Wyandotte County. Breaking news this afternoon: two deputies were shot, one of them fatally. The other is in critical condition at last word. They were transporting an inmate over at the county courthouse. Somehow, some way, tragically, this inmate, allegedly, gets their hand on one of the guns, shackled, handcuffed, somehow gets a gun, shoots one officer. He has since passed. May God bless him and his family. The second deputy, a woman, at last word, was still in critical condition at KU Medical Center. The suspect, the prisoner, was also shot. We don't know how that happened.
Here's what we do know. This was in an open garage, secure area where they routinely bring the prisoners out, shackle them, handcuff them, put them in a car, and transport them literally across the street for court. And we know that the shooter in this case had a court date this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened, however it happened in that very small outdoor secured space between getting him into that van and across the street. And we know that the shooting happened outside of the car. I would bet you dollars to donuts there is surveillance all over the exterior of that building. And I, you know...
Well, of course.
We have shied away from speculating about any of this today. We really have tried. I would almost guarantee you they already know exactly how this happened. That is going to be an extraordinarily surveilled area.
Oh, sure.
Outside of the courthouse.
Oh, I'm sure there's not an inch that's not surveilled by camera.
No.
In some way or another.
I mean, unless there's some fluke where something wasn't operating correctly, I would almost guarantee you, it's a very sad day for the city. I would almost guarantee you they know exactly how this went down.
You know, I find it incredible. And in the 30 plus years I've been in this town and the 20 some odd years I've been in this business, I don't ever recall, and having watched what they call perp walks, I don't ever recall something like this happening. Where somehow a shackled suspect.
Shackled, handcuffed, with two armed deputies. Scott, I don't know. But I have a feeling authorities do. We know that the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department is taking the lead in the investigation for Wyandotte County because Wyandotte County is grieving today like you cannot imagine.
Of course they are.
You know, Father's Day, Sunday, it's a heartbreaking day for the city.
The deputy who was killed, by the way, 7 years on the force, 35 years old. We don't know anything other than she's a female or she's a woman about the other deputy who was shot, other than she is in critical condition at last check at KU Medical Center. The sheriff's department said they will not have a further update until tomorrow. I find that hard to believe. Maybe they're trying to contact her family before they say anything more about her condition.
Yeah, we just had a lot of people asking on the text line, and we wanted to remind you, we have been monitoring that story very closely today. There is just nothing from our vantage point. There is nothing new to report. But we know a lot of you are getting in your cars right now. Getting in your car. You're like, I think I saw an alert on that. What's going on? Honestly, Kara, when I heard the news conference that we have a dangerous job and this happens every day, I thought they were referring to the shootings yesterday in Kansas City, Missouri. We had three people shot in Kansas City, Missouri yesterday, an officer-involved shooting. So I'm listening, and I'm like, okay, we're updating that story, whatever. And that's not what it was.
No.
It is a very, very sad day for Wyandotte County.
The shooter, the alleged shooter, do we know what he or she was being charged with?
No, we do not. They've released very little information about the suspect.
Why?
Just that he was due in court this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
And it was a juvenile facility, but they also housed some adults.
There was adult courtrooms and juvenile courtrooms in this.
So people are saying, I heard he was a juvenile. We don't know that. We just don't know that.
All right, Festivus Friday is next. Get in early. Rod, if you'd be so kind, clear the phone lines. Let's get a fresh start here. 576-7798. Grievances coming up next on Festivus Friday. But first, to the newsroom, here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, an officer-involved shooting following... I'm sorry, that was from yesterday, actually. We are looking at the latest in the deputy shooting today in Wyandotte County. More next.
Man, summer is here. Give my guys at Seal Wants KC a call. Have them come out and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. Protect those investments like your patio, your deck, your driveway. That's a big one. Let them come out with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant and put that stuff down. Help you protect it. You know Seal Wants KC offers a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered there. They'll put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, looks amazing, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Give them a call today for your free estimate, 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Wants, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.